Subsection 3 in chapter Kuf Nun Ches 158 in the laws of Netilas Yadayim. So, Afal Pisha Shoyse Ein Tzadik Netilas Yadayim. The rule is, if you drink, you don't need to wash your hands. The reason is because when you drink, you're using a cup. The whole thing comes because you can't touch. So if you're having, let's say, wine or oil, which would, if you would touch it with your hand, you would be tamei if with your hands, but if you drink it with a cup, you're not tamei the wine, you're not touching it. So ordinarily, if you drink, we say you don't need netilas yadayim. Mekom hakayim, but yet, im oichel davar shetivule b'mashke. This is in time for Pesach, as mentioned yesterday. If somebody eats an item that has been dipped in liquid, like the onion or the potato that you dip in the salt water by the Seder table, that's called a food that has been dipped in a liquid. Bein shemetabli ato, whether you're dipping it now, bein shehoyu metubal mekoidim, or it was dipped before. So what you're doing is you're not drinking, you're eating a food, but you're eating a food that has been come contact, that has been dipped in a liquid.
We do parsley
really into the soup. Or parsley, yeah. Okay. And he eats it as it has been dipped, and it is still moist. It hasn't been dried. Basically, you are right now eating a food which has moisture on it. Hasn't been dried. Sorry, little yod of tequila. You must wash your hands first. Why? Lefi. That's why we wash the hands before we eat the dip. And we'll see soon. There's a machlokes about it. Lefi shamashkim alulim lekabel tuma yoser. Because liquids can actually receive more tuma, more defilement than food. She ain't tzarich hechsher, because they don't need to be prepared. A food can only become tamei by touching it or whatever, if it has first been moistured. Without moisture, it doesn't become tamei. But liquids become tamei by themselves. They don't need no preparation in order for them to become tamei. V'oid. And further, even if we're talking about non-truma mashke, we're talking a liquid which is chulin, and if you touch it with your hands, nitma, that is become tameh, v'naseh rishon l'tuma, that would become a first level of tuma, that liquid that you touch with your hands. And it would defile other foods and drinks, any amount of it. So liquids have actually a greater level, because by touching food, you would only make it defile it for truma. It's a sheni. The hands are a sheni and they're pasul for truma. We make a gzer for chulin. But in this case, even if you would touch chulin, you would make it into a rishon l'tuma. It's a very serious tumor. Liquids become a very serious tumor. So lefikach ichmiru ba yoser mishum srach truma. So therefore, the sages were more strict in it, because of that you might eat it with truma.
What's
chulin? Well, chulin is non-truma. Truma is the special food that for the kohen, that has been separated from the kohen. V'tzrichu netilas yadayim l'chol davar shemalach l'chmashke. So what is the stringency here? They said that you have to wash your hands, anything that makes, in a liquid that makes it moist, that you have to wash your hands already. Netilas yadayim. Afilu humashke she'em b'mina truma klal. Even if it's a type of a liquid which you don't even give any truma from it at all. You're going mayin udvash. Let's say water, honey, mishum srach, trumas yayin v'shemen. Because
of the yayin and the shemen. So anything, any liquid, so basically it's easy to remember, any liquid that the thing was dipped into, whether it's water or the honey, which is not truma b'chlal, still, the Chachama said you have to wash your hands, because had the kohen been eating truma, he would have to wash his hands. So over here, even though this can't even become truma, he's still going to have to wash his hand once it's dipped in it, if the food is moist. Let's say somebody is dipping in only the head of the vegetables. So he's holding the vegetables by its edge, and he's dipping in the top of the vegetable. And his hand isn't touching the liquid. He still has to wash his hands. Zeda, Shema Yigaboy, because he might touch it. Yigaboy. Bafilu lechel al de kaf, tzorich until shadaim. Even if he wants to eat it with a spoon. So he's not going to touch it. He needs it until shadaim. Im maim lefon, metsuyin lefon, betoich mil, oy dalad milim. If there is water found over there within a meal or 4 million, that is if he's going ahead, if he's going in that direction. Toch mil is going backwards, and 4 million is even going backwards. Kumashi is barbe simakuf samach gimel, as will be explained in chapter 163 in Sif Aleph. So he says now,
soup.
But soup, here we're talking about a food. Very good point. Over there we're talking about soup is a liquid. Here we're talking about you eating a food that has been moistened by liquid, not eating the liquid itself. Because he started off the subsequent by saying, if you're eating liquid, you don't have to wash your hand. Because liquid go through you using a dish and you're never touching it, really. So even if you touch it, you wouldn't have to. But we're talking about food. But the food has been moistened, and you're touching the moisture for that you eat in your hand. But even if you're going to choose to eat it through a spoon, you're still going to need until Tilsidayim. Because you might take it in your hand as you normally do it. Because he's going to eat it with his hands as it is dipped and it's moistened with the liquid. Because the normal way to eat it is with your hands. So if you eat the vegetable, if you're going to dip the celery into the salt water, and normally you don't use a fork to eat the celery. Celery you eat with your hands. So we're afraid you're going to touch the bottom of the celery. We're afraid that, and then you're going to come in contact with the water over there. Because normally it's eaten with your hand. However, but the items which is normally eaten with a spoon, just like the soup, we eat it we drink it with a cup, we did it in a plate. Like Gozru Shema Yugo Baby Yodov, don't make a decree, maybe you're gonna touch your hands. Even if it happens by chance that you do touch it in the spoon, ain't tzarich until sidayim, you don't have to wash your hands. Kimoisha in tzarich, the shtiyas maskim, look, you don't need it for drinking any drinks because it usually goes in the cup. It's not normal, you don't put your finger inside the cup of the water that you're drinking or the soup. Even if you're coming to, you want to touch it for whatever reason, you don't have to wash your hands. And further, he says, not only this, sometimes you're going to the river, it's clear water. I mean, today the waters are mostly contaminated, but some of you have a clear water, and you want to put your hands into the water, you want to drink right with your hands, out of your hands. If you're drinking water from the river, sometimes you don't have a cup by the sink also, and you want to need a drink, so you put your hands together, you let the water, so the water is right on your hands over there. So your hands have become the plate. So there you go. Sometimes you'll dip your finger in oil or honey, and other drinks. Then you suck your finger with the sweets. You don't have to wash your hands. They have not instituted at all washing your hands for liquid. Only when you're dipping in food. Not in any other way. Since the main, the usual way of drinking liquids with a keli, they never put it. So if you're drinking liquids, no washing of the hands is necessary. Sometimes they have a thick honey, which is almost an edible. It's almost not a liquid. It becomes like an edible. Sometimes people eat it with the hand without the kli. I would say mostly sometimes they have a honeycomb. Yeah. And they have the honeycomb you hold with your hands. Well, if it's a food, so what is it? So then it's not even a liquid. But it says it still has moist enough that if you touch it, you become moist. You can moist something else. As will be explained. That is the status. That's what's called, what is the status of something which is a liquid? If it have enough moisture that when you touch it, and then you become moist, and then you will go touch something else, you will get the other thing moist, that's called tefeyach amanas lahatfiyach. You can make something else moist, that's called, that status of a liquid. According to him, so there you should be stringent not to take with your finger to eat without tilsidayim. Because you can say, because one can argue and say, since the Chachamim instituted washing the hand for food that has been dipped in water, so certainly if drinks that you can eat with your hands, so this is sort of a drink that you can drink with your hands, like you're eating, they only took out from this this rule, one who's drinking in his hands, or always uses a vessel, then you don't have to wash your hands. But if you're eating it as a food, and you never use a keli for that type of this oil, this you eat it with your hands, then you would have to wash. Ubedin is elu. So from here, you're saying you weren't even familiar with this halacha. So now he's going to say, for some reason, he says, in our custody, most of the people have not conducted themselves ever to wash their hands for tibul b'mashke, for something that was dipped in liquid. People don't wash their hands for it. And why not? So he says, v'yesh alam d'alem z'chus loymar. There are those that found a merit to say about these people, shesomchu al das mixus rishonim, they relied on the opinion of some of the earlier codifiers of the rishonim. Shomru they said, lo yitzrichom until zidam doshav du mashkim. They argue that the chachamim only required to wash their hands for something which is dipped in the water liquid. Ela bimeim, it was only during their day, shoyoichlim b'tahara. Because people at that time would eat their food while they're clean. They didn't want to eat the betumah. Nowadays, we're all considered, that's their view, we're all considered tameh from the dead because there's bodies, there's graves all over the place. We're not considered to be pure anyways. Therefore, they argued that it doesn't apply to them. He says, "Vein limchos biyodom." So he says, "We need not protest in them." Ma'achash yesh lamamash yismoichu, because they have on who to rely on. They have somebody to rely on. Avolo iker kisvaro rishonim. But the main thing is like the first opinion that you do have to wash your hands. So what do we do as far as a bracha goes? Still, he says, don't make the blessing until the Sidayim. Because whenever we have a question of making a bracha or not making a bracha, we say, don't make a bracha. So that's why What we do is we wash. We wash, but we don't make a bracha. Not only Pesach, we have the whole year. So the Rebbe explains in the footnote of the Agoda, the Rebbe says that even those people who don't wash all year for Tibu Mashke, because they conduct like the second opinion, but still on Pesach they still would wash. Why? Because that will be like a change, like one of the changes, because we do a lot of changes on Pesach, because we want to get the children to ask the questions. So therefore, this will be another change for them. So the people that wash have to wash anyways, because they, to them the change is dipping the celery, as you say, or the whatever it is, the we use a potato or an onion. But whatever. In general, besides the romaine lettuce, which is the more, there's no choice about that, people are careful not to use any vegetables that you can't peel. They want to make sure, because you don't know what the outside touches, so they eat only peeled. I mean, and then they, you know, like even tomatoes, they would peel the tomatoes. They wouldn't eat the tomatoes, they wouldn't even wash it down. They peel the tomatoes off. And of course, apples, oranges are peeled anyways, but the apples and carrots, everything else is peeled. So I'm saying that they wouldn't use necessarily for dipping, so they would use like a potato, which has a peel off, or an onion, which is the inside part, which also has a peel. What?
When you dip the potato in the salt water, is it raw or is it cooked?
No, it's cooked. Oh, okay. Sure, no, it's cooked.
And you
want to make a burper adoma. If it was raw, you'd probably make a shakel, because it's not there chachilose, and then you wouldn't, you know, you stick to a cooked potato, which is a burper adoma. But people, again, most common is an onion. That was the most common. That was.
What about like compelled to fish that's in bottle?
Now, if you're going to eat the fish with your hand, usually in the shul, they give a toothpick in it, or they give you a fork, like they give those manischewitz little balls, fish balls, yeah. And I always wonder how people eat that stuff, you know. Yeah, but anyways, it's been a tradition in shuls for a million years. But those are things you would have to wash your hands for. Yeah, good point. If you would eat it, but you hear what we said here. That if it's something which is normally eaten by hand, I don't think people don't usually eat fish by hand. I wouldn't think so, unless it would be disgusting, you know, to put your hand into the, yeah. But you know, kiddush and shul, you never know, because everybody's like starved and they're jumping on the food like they never saw food before. Okay, let's do one more halacha here. Siv Dalet, subsection 4. What qualifies as a liquid from the Torah? Only the seven liquids. But before, as far as Tibul B'Mashkin, we said any kind of liquid, even that don't qualify. But what is a mashkin? What is considered a liquid that the Torah would call a liquid? It would be seven. Shema Mayim, that would be water. Yayin, the Yayin is wine. Shemen is oil. Oil would be coming from olives, you know, really, you know. Or, I mean, it can come from other things, but normally, shemen zayis, it's olive oil. Then we have cholof, that's milk. Tal is dew, the dew. At devash devarim, now we're talking about honey that comes from bees, as opposed to date honey, it's also called the devash. Vedam behema chayv oif, and also the blood of a... of either a tame animal, wild animal, or a bird.
But you don't eat blood.
Good question. So you right away said, keep going. Like for example, shematabul boy lirufua, that you're dipping in for a healing. So actually, so I take that back. So before we talk, this is called a mashkin. Before he was saying that water is not considered one of the items that you have truma from, because you only bring truma from wine and oil, but still with blood, but that's still called a liquid. So for washing the hand, you need any one of these liquids would be considered liquid. Sometimes he says you need to use blood. Somebody's life is in danger, and the only way to do is you're dipping it in, because it's it saves your life. You know, so some medicine over there. So that's all called. It's still called a liquid. But the blood of the fish, it's not called a liquid. No, you can eat a fish with its blood. You don't have to wash your hands. By a fish, there's no problem eating with its blood. You don't have to salt a fish. It's not unlike the meat that you have to salt it in order to get the blood out. But you don't have to. Fish you can eat with its blood. But over there, you don't have to wash. The same thing would be with all kinds of other fruit juices, water, liquids that come from fruit. Subsection to subsection, hey. I feel the mokshir begin last mashkin, lishtiyas, mischitze zepedis. Even in the place where they make liquids, they make a drink from squeezing fruit, apple juice, orange juice. Shulchashu kemashkilin in Shabbos. As far as Shabbos is concerned, it would be considered to be like a liquid. Like you're not allowed to squeeze in Shabbos, so you can't squeeze an orange, an apple, a lemon, you know, in certain ways when you're doing it for the world. Food is different, but to squeeze it out as a liquid, you can't do it. But ain't no nikra maskelin yutuma. But as far as tuma, it's not called a liquid. Also, as far as washing the hands in which they instituted to because of when touching, because you might come to do the truma to eat it with tahara, so that would not constitute a liquid, and that's okay. You don't have to wash your hands for that. Okay, I'll leave it over here, and we'll do a